wonder if Adam Treloar's playing. He joins us on the line. Go, Ads.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Nice to talk to you, young man. You going to have a run on Friday or not?
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm as keen as ever. I'm sick of coming up against Pendles and Beamsy and Tay and all these other guys. I want to come up against opposition, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be easy actually playing against opposition sides and playing the internal stuff, Adam. How's those dodgy hamstrings of yours?
No, the hammies are good.
You sure?
Really, really good. Yes, they are. They are. I've had a really good time to knuckle down and get on top of both of them over the pre-season, and it was a bit slow pre-Chrissy, but post-Chrissy it's been awesome, and hammies are feeling as strong as ever and ready to rock and roll.
Well, you make a really good point about the quality of that Collingwood midfield and the ability to go up against them in training has to make you better. Is there one of that midfield group that you sort of eye off every time there's a bit of match practice, a bit of one-on-one that you go, right, I'm going to take you because you're the measuring or the yardstick?
Yeah, not necessarily, but there's guys that I try to sometimes try to avoid because they're absolute psychos. Guys like Taylor Adams and Rupert Wills, who are just absolute bulls at the footy. So I like going on Pendles and going against Pendles and whatnot because he doesn't generally tackle till about, probably the second JLT game. So going up against guys like Pendles or something like that is the ones I like going up against.
Hey, did you actually go up to Bucks and say, mate, what's going on here? We've got a great midfield mix already. You've got to go out and get Beamsy and make it even tougher for us.
No, I think we embrace every player that comes in. So he's going to be awesome for us. He, you know, obviously only knowing him for the past 4 or 5 months, I know well and truly that all he wants is to win. He just wants to win. He wants to be a part of a successful team, and that's exactly what his plan is to do for this season.
So when round one comes around, we're thinking with superstar Adam Treloar, give me the, who's going to, because Buck said there's no guarantees for that midfield spot anymore, so who's going to be the starting four, round one?
The starting four, okay, so well, Brody's going to have the ruck.
Yep.
So we'll have Brody in the ruck.
Yep.
Got him.
I think we'll have Tay in there.
Taylor Adams.
Good star, big bull, probably the best, one of the best contested ball players in the game. We'll have Pendles, obviously being a champion for the last 10 years, longer than that. And I'd say we'd have someone like Beamsy.
Oh, where are you?
Exact same.
Where's that put you?
Oh, mate, there's plenty of room for me to come off the bench or to sit in the forward line and then come and have my burst in the midfield.
Well, I think Braden the best Sire, thing about it, he won't be happy hearing that driving into training.
No, he's the exact same. I think he can do the exact same thing, start in a different position or start on board, no matter where it is. I think,
I think
there's so many
too
things to take into place. Stilo's another person who can play anywhere else too. So I think last year the best thing about us and leading into this preseason is that we had players who played multiple positions, and I think the prime example was a guy named Jordan Goey who's you know predominantly a midfielder who we put forward and absolutely dominated, and now that you know he likes to play forward and mid. So I think you'll see a lot of the players who you expect to be in the midfield, the guys you just mentioned, guys like myself, Braden Sire, Beamsy, anyone, Tay, Pendles, to, you know, hone skills in other areas. So whether that's playing forward, playing a bit outside, playing down back, we don't want to be a one-dimensional midfield and a one-dimensional team. So we'll have a lot of players rolling through there, and it's going to be exciting for us playing, having fresh legs in there.
That's going to be the fascinating thing, because your natural inclination is you think the midfield, if you can't fit there, you'll go and play forward. Would you be able to go, and are you open to going and spending some time in the back half?
Oh, well and truly, I'll play wherever they want me to play. I don't think I can openly say that. I don't think I'm going to be playing in the back half, but if I had to, I'd love to. I really wouldn't mind. But the thing is, what we preach when we came back, you know, not only last year but this year, is that we need to embrace our secondary role. So for me, my secondary role is going to be, you know, playing as a higher forward or a deep forward, the way that Geordie sort of played last year, the way that Dustin Martin, the way that, you know, the big, you know, midfielders can go, you know, deep and play and kick goals, impact the scoreboard. So it's just about embracing that role. And when you're playing that role for that time, be 100% invested in that role and not, you know, itching to get back into the midfield, which a lot of midfielders want to do because they want to be around the footy. So Yeah, that's been the best thing. It's been the best thing this preseason is seeing guys, you know, really flourish in their secondary role and embrace it and play well there.
3:30 to 8, we're talking to Collingwood star midfielder Adam Treloar. We spoke to Pendles a little while ago and he talked about the fact that he actually sat down and he watched last year's grand final in its entirety, not straight away, but after a few weeks. Oh, you're a thorough professional. Did you do something similar to that, or did you just decide, okay, it's too painful, I just don't want to have a look at that?
Yeah, the second one you just said there, mate, it was way too painful for me. You know, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've seen, going on Instagram and occasionally see a video of, you know, a clip of it. That's probably the most I've seen. I don't reckon I'll really watch it until... Well, unless I win a premiership, I might go back and watch it. Or when I retire, I don't really, I don't really have fond memories of that day. I appreciate the day, and it was an awesome thing to be a part of, and something I'll remember for the rest of my life. But not winning the year that we had, we had a lot of adversity throughout the year. You know, to get so close, be up for 90% of the game, and then ultimately lose it's just too hard for me to watch. So. I've seen some good highlights from there. I know Bucks played some, he made us as individuals go watch our really good highlights from the game with our line coaches. So I've seen stuff like that, but not watching the game in its entirety. I won't be doing that anytime soon.
Hey, Adam Treloar, tell me about Fit for Footy.
Well, mate, the best thing about it is it's free. So as human beings, we love free things. But obviously, Jump On's free. It's aimed at, the grassroots footy players to, I suppose, the sub-elite footy players who just want to get better, who just want to, whether they want to eventually make it as, at the elite level at AFL or AFL women's level, or whether they just want to be great, in their own competition. You can jump on, you can get, footy plans, 6-week footy plans, you can get, strength plans, recovery plans, hydration plans, all the plans that you sort of need at the elite level to make it and continue to be great. It's like I said, it's aimed for pretty much anyone, between the ages of 10 all the way up to, playing masters footy. It's just about getting the best out of yourself. There's no bigger name, in the AFL connected to it than Paddy Dangerfield, who's obviously the co-founder, who absolutely loves it. And obviously the best thing about it is that we have staff from the AFL and the AFL women's, personalising programs for you, so whether you're male or female. So, if I was you, I'd make sure to jump on, have a look, plan a program out and get the absolute best out of myself.
I will absolutely do that. I heard Paddy speaking about it yesterday. You've got some passion for it too. Fit for Footy is the app and we'll continue to push it and promote it. Hey, you're a star. Got to love ads. He speaks
Thanks,
so well.
Mate.
What
Thank
a brilliant attitude.
Much.
No pretentiousness. This is not me. This is one of our listeners all sulking over positions at the Pies. You made a big impact this morning, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. Good